北京地铁，全中国最拥挤。
The Beijing subway is the most crowded in China.
最繁忙的地铁系统。
The busiest subway system.
日均运送近1000万人次。
Carries nearly 1,000 people per day.
竟然一年亏损241亿。
Actually, it lost 24.41 billion in a year.
241亿是什么概念？
What is the concept of 241 billion?
平均每天亏损6600万。
On average, we lose 660 million per day.
你早上挤地铁上班的功夫。
You were squeezing yourself on the subway to go to work in the morning.
这家公司已经亏掉了几百万。
This company has already lost several million.
当然账面上没有这么惨。
Of course, the situation is not as bad as it appears on the books.
因为北京地铁拿到了248亿的政府补贴。
Because the Beijing subway received the government subsidy of 2.48 billion.
全国28个开通地铁的城市，扣除政府补贴后。
28 cities in China after deducting government subsidies.
只有上海和福州两家盈利。
Only two companies, Shanghai and Fuzhou, are profitable.
其余26个全亏。
The remaining 26 are all empty.
这就引出一个让主流经济学家头疼。
This leads to a headache for mainstream economists.
让城市规划者失眠。
Let city planners sleep.
让纳税人肉疼的问题。
The problem that makes taxpayers groan.
一个每天被挤成沙丁鱼罐头的公共设施。
A public facility that is squeezed into a sardine can every day. Well,
为什么越运营越亏？
Why am I losing money as I operate?
我们到底用什么标准来评价它的效率？
What criteria do we use to evaluate its efficiency?
聊聊经济学，做个明白人。
Let's talk about economics and become a knowledgeable person.
我是米哈罗。
I am Mikhail.
今天我用经济学的视角。
Today I used an economic perspective.
把这件事彻底讲透。
Tell me everything about this.
北京地铁2023年的运营成本是137.7亿元。
The operating cost of Beijing's subway in 2023 was 137.7 billion yuan.
全年票款收入只有68.28亿元。票款
The income from annual ticket sales was only 68.28 billion yuan.
连运营成本的一半都覆盖不了，成本花在哪了？
Where did the money go that couldn't even cover half of the operating costs?
最大的一笔是人工，人工成本63.85亿元。
The largest expense was labor costs, totaling 6,385 million yuan.
占总运营成本的48.52%。
This accounts for 48.52% of the total operating costs.
换句话说，
In other words,
每2块钱的运营成本里就有1块钱是发给员工的工资。
$1 out of every $2 in operating costs goes to employee wages.
北京地铁公司员工总数超过30,000人。
The Beijing Metro Company has more than 30,000 employees.
平均每人年薪19万。
Average annual salary of 190,000.
月薪1.6万。
Monthly salary of 16,000.
在北京。
In Beijing.
这不算低工资。
This isn't a low salary.
同样。
Similarly.
在北京运营地铁的京港地铁公司
Beijing Metro operated by the Beijing Hong Kong Metro Company
人工成本占比只有30%。
The labor cost accounts for only 30%。
同一座城市
Same city
同样的地铁
Same subway.
同样的乘客。
Same passenger.
人工成本占比差了将近20%。
The labor cost ratio is down by nearly 20 percentage points.
差距从哪来？人员编制冗余。
Where does the discrepancy come from? Is the personnel allocation redundant?
因为在官僚体制下
Because in a bureaucratic system,
没有成本
No cost
约束
Constraints
人员只会膨胀
People only expand
不会瘦身
And won't lose weight
除了工资
In addition to salary
还有管理费
There is also a management fee.
北京地铁公司2023年管理费用8.24亿。
Beijing Metro Corporation's management expenses in 2023 were 8.24 billion.
北京轨道交通公司3.29亿。
Beijing Rail Transit Corporation 329 million.
这些钱花在哪儿了？
Where did the money go?
没人说得清。
I don't know.
因为在官僚体系里
Because in the bureaucratic system,
花出去的钱不需要对利润负责。
The money spent does not need to be responsible for profit.
只需要对预算负责。
Only responsible for the budget.
更可怕的是
What's even more terrifying is,
这还只是运营成本。
This is just operational costs.
没算建设成本。
Without calculating the construction cost,
北京地铁16号线每公里造价12亿。
The cost of building 1 kilometer of Beijing Metro Line 16 is 12 billion.
全国地铁每公里平均造价7亿元。
The average cost of building a metro line in China is 7 billion yuan per kilometer.
一条线路几十公里，几百亿就砸进去了。
A line of dozens of kilometers costs hundreds of billions of yuan.
这些钱从哪来？负债。
Where did the debt come from?
北京地铁母公司金投，资产规模破8000亿。
Beijing Subway's parent company, China State Construction Investment, has assets exceeding 800 billion yuan.
负债5338亿。
Debt of 5,338 billion.
资产负债率65%。
The debt to asset ratio is 65%.
全国地铁总负债4.7万亿。
Total debt of all subway lines in the country is 4.7 trillion.
一个连亏损241亿。
A company with a loss of 241 billion in a year.
负债5338亿的系统靠什么？
What system allows for a debt of 533.38 billion?
活着靠补贴。
Living on subsidies.
靠纳税人的钱。
Using taxpayers' money.
2023年
2023,
北京市政府给了262.86亿补贴。
The Beijing Municipal Government provided subsidies of 2,628,860,000.
相当于每一位乘客坐一次地铁，政府补贴5块多。
Each passenger receives a subsidy of over 5 yuan for each trip on the subway.
经济学对这个问题的看法可以用一句话概括。
The economic perspective on this issue can be summarized in one sentence.
没有利润。
No profit.
就没有效率评估。
No efficiency evaluation.
没有效率评估，就没有成本约束。
Without efficiency evaluation, there is no cost constraint.
没有成本约束。
Without cost constraints,
就没有优化动力。
There is no motivation to optimize.
对于一个组织，有两种管理方式。
There are two ways to manage an organization.
利润管理和官僚管理。
Profit management and bureaucratic management.
利润管理是市场企业的运作方式。
Profit management is the way of operation for market enterprises.
企业用利润和亏损来评估决策的对错。
Businesses use profits and losses to evaluate the correctness of decisions.
如果赚钱，
If you make money,
说明你满足了消费者需求。
Explain how you meet consumer needs.
如果亏钱，说明你浪费了资源。
If you lose money, it means you have wasted resources.
利润就是信号灯，红灯停，绿灯行，简单明了。
Profit is like a traffic light. Red means stop, green means go. It's simple and straightforward.
官僚管理是公共部门的运作方式。
Bureaucracy is the way in which the public sector operates.
它不追求利润。
It doesn't pursue profit.
也不承担亏损。
Also does not bear losses.
因为亏损由政府补贴兜底，没有利润。
Because the government subsidies are used to cover losses, there is no profit.
作为信号，管理者。
As a signal manager,
靠什么判断自己干得好不好？
How to judge whether you are doing well?
靠预算，预算越大。
The more the budget, the better.
说明越重要。
The more detailed the explanation, the better.
花钱越多。
The more you spend,
说明越有作为。
The more you are successful.
这就造成了一个致命的逻辑反转。
This creates a fatal logical inversion.
在市场里，
In the market,
省钱是本事。
Saving money is a skill.
你成本低，
You have low cost,
效率高，
High efficiency,
利润就多，
More profit.
在官僚体系里，
In the bureaucratic system,
花钱是本事。
Spending money is an art.
你预算多，
How much is your budget?
队伍大，地位就高。
A strong team has a high status.
官僚管理天生就是低效的。
Bureaucracy is inherently inefficient.
因为当一个人不需要对利润负责时，
Because when a person doesn't have to be responsible for profit,
他唯一需要考虑的就是如何让自己的部门显得重要。
The only thing he needs to consider is how to make his department look important.
而重要的标准往往就是人多，钱。
And the important standards are often already people and money.
多，事多。
A lot of trouble.
北京地铁30,000员工，63亿人工成本，8亿管理费。
30,000 Beijing subway employees' labor costs are 6.3 billion and management costs are 800 million.
这些数字在利润管理下会是问题。
These figures will be problematic under profit management.
在官僚管理下却是政绩。
Under bureaucratic management, there are achievements.
利润是经济计算的工具。
Profit is a tool for economic calculation.
没有利润。
No profit.
就没有价格信号。
There is no price signal.
没有价格信号。
No price signals.
就无法判断资源是否被有效使用。
It is impossible to determine whether the resources are being used effectively.
想象一下。
Imagine.
如果一家私营公司运营。
If a private company operates.
北京地铁30,000员工，63亿。
30,000 Beijing Metro employees, 6.3 billion yuan.
人工成本241亿亏损。
Operating costs of 241 billion losses.
这家公司能活几天？
How long can this company survive?
股东早就把它拆了。
The shareholders have already broken it up.
董事会早就把管理层换了。
The board of directors had already replaced the management team.
资本
Capital
早就流向别的领域了。
It has already flowed into other fields.
亏损就是市场的惩罚机制。
Loss is the market's punishment mechanism.
他告诉你
He told you,
你做的事不值这个钱。
You're not just doing this for the money.
赶紧改。
Quickly change it.
否则倒闭。
Otherwise, it will go bankrupt.
B, 但公共部门没有这个惩罚机制。
And the public sector does not have this penalty mechanism.
亏损了。
Lost.
补贴，再亏。
Subsidy again.
再补，亏到241亿。
Further losses to 241 billion.
继续补，亏损。
Continue to make losses.
不但不是惩罚。
Not only is it not a punishment.
反而成了申请更多补贴的理由。
This became a reason to apply for more subsidies.
这就是失败者获得奖励的悖论。
This is the paradox of losers getting rewarded.
你说这样的系统怎么可能有效率？
How can such a system be efficient?
我知道你要说什么。
I understand what you're saying.
一定有人说地铁是公益事业。
Surely someone will say that the subway is a public service.
不能只看利润。
Don't just focus on profit.
地铁解决了拥堵。
And tower solved the congestion.
带动了沿线发展。
Promoted the development along the route.
这些社会效益。
These social benefits.
能用钱衡量吗？
Can it be measured with money?
好，一个一个猜。
That's a good guessing game.
第一，
First,
社会效益和利润从来不是对立的。
Social benefits and profits are not mutually exclusive.
香港地铁全世界公认服务最好。
Hong Kong's subway is the best in the world.
效率最高的地铁系统之一。
One of the most efficient subway systems.
同时也是盈利的。
Also profitable.
它的模式是轨道交通加地产商业沿线开发带来的收入占总收入 50% 以上。
Its pattern is that the income from rail transport and real estate commercial development along the line accounts for more than 50% of the total revenue.
港铁用利润证明了它的效率。
The MTR has proven its efficiency through its profits.
北京地铁用什么证明呢？
What kind of proof is required for Beijing Metro?
第二，
Second,
所谓社会效益，恰恰因为无法量化，才成了掩盖低效的万能借口。
The social benefits, precisely because they cannot be quantified, have become a universal excuse to cover up inefficiency.
你说地铁减少了拥堵。
You said that the subway has reduced congestion.
减少了多少？值多少钱？
How much did it reduce the value? How much is it worth?
你说地铁带动了沿线经济。
You said that the subway has boosted the economy along the line.
带动了多少？归功于地铁的比例有多大？
What percentage of the increase is attributable to the subway?
没人说得清。
I don't know.
不是因为这些效益不存在。
Not because these benefits do not exist.
而是因为没有价格信号。
Instead, because there is no price signal.
你根本没法精确计算。
And it's simply impossible to calculate it precisely.
而无法计算的东西就给了官僚体系无限的操作空间。
And this gives the bureaucratic system unlimited operating space.
什么都可以往社会效益。
Everything can be used for social benefit.
这个框里装。第三。
This box contains the third.
最关键的一点。
The most important thing is.
补贴的钱从哪来？从纳税人口袋里来。
Where does the subsidy come from? From the taxpayers' pockets.
从你交的税里来。
From the taxes you pay.
北京地铁每年补贴200多亿。
Beijing's subway receives subsidies of over 2 billion every year.
这些钱如果不用来填地铁的无底洞。
If these funds are not used to fill the bottomless pit of the subway,
可以用来干什么?
But can it be used for?
可以降低企业税负。
Can reduce corporate tax burden.
直接发还给你，把纳税人的钱扔进一个每年亏损241亿的系统里。
Just return it to you, throw the taxpayers' money into a system that loses $241 billion every year.
这叫社会效益吗?
Is this called social benefit?
公共部门是税收的消费者。
The public sector is a consumer of taxes.
他们消耗的是普通纳税人创造的价值。
They are consuming the value created by ordinary taxpayers.
每多给地铁一块钱补贴
Not every extra dollar for the subway.
就意味着从你口袋里多掏一块钱税
This means you have to pay an extra dollar from your pocket.
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
我们评价一个公共设施是否有效率的标准到底是什么
What are the criteria for evaluating the effectiveness of a public facility?
只有一点。
Just one.
利润不是社会效益。
Profit is not social benefit.
不是民生福祉。
Not for the well-being of the people.
不是城市形象。
Not a city image.
就是利润。
It's all about profit.
为什么?
Why?
因为利润是唯一一个无法伪造。
Because profit is the only thing that cannot be faked.
无法含糊，无法用。
No vague statements.
用修辞掩盖的硬指标。
Covering up hard targets with euphemisms.
你说你解决了拥堵。
You said you solved the traffic congestion.
请拿利润说话。
Talk with the profit.
你说你带动了经济。
You said you boosted the economy.
请拿利润说话。
Talk with the profit.
你说你服务了民生。
You said you served the people.
请拿利润说话。赚了。
Talk with profit.
说明你创造的价值大于你消耗的资源。
Explain that the value you create is greater than the resources you consume.
亏了。说明你消耗的资源大于你创造的价值。就这么简单。
You lose if your consumption of resources exceeds your creation of value.
没有利润作为标尺。
Without profit as a benchmark.
你就没法区分真有效和假有效。
You can't distinguish between what's truly effective and what's not.
你就没法区分必要的公共服务和臃肿的官僚机构。
You can't distinguish between essential public services and bloated bureaucratic institutions.
你就没法知道那三万员工里有多少是真正需要的，那八亿管理费里有多少是真正必要的。
You can't know how many of the 30,000 employees actually need that 80 million in management fees.
没有利润就没有问责制。
There is no accountability without profit.
北京地铁241亿的亏损。
Beijing Metro's loss of $2.41 billion.
不是市场失灵，是评。
It's not market failure.
评估失灵，因为。
Evaluation is failing.
因为没有利润这个硬约束，所以。
Because there is no hard constraint of profit.
没人真正对成本负责。
So no one is truly responsible for the cost.
因为没有亏损的惩罚，所以
Because there is no penalty for losses.
所以没人真正对效率负责。
Therefore, no one is truly responsible for efficiency.
因为没有倒闭的威胁，所以
Because there is no threat of collapse.
所以没人真正对乘客负责。
But no one is truly responsible for the passengers.
三万员工，六十三亿人。
30,000 employees, $6.3 billion.
人工成本，两百四十一亿亏。
$241 billion.
损五千三百三十八亿负债。
loss of 53.38 billion, debt of 53.38 billion.
这些数字背后是一个完全失去了反馈信号的系统。
These numbers represent a completely feedbackless system.
空赚，而
empty profit.
买单的是所有人。
And everyone pays.
如果一个东西真的有效率，
If something is truly effective,
它应该是赚钱的。
He should be making money.
如果不赚钱，
If not making money,
说明它不值得。
Explain why he is not worrying.
如果不赚钱，
If not making money,
还要硬撑，
Keep going,
说明有人在替他买单。而替他买单的人从来没有被问过，
It has never been asked who is buying his responsibility and who is paying the bill for him.
愿不愿意，利润，
Willing or not profit,
不是资本主义的贪婪。
It's not greed, but capitalism.
而是人类合作的信号灯。
Instead, it is a signal light for human cooperation.
没有这盏灯。
Without this lamp,
我们都在黑暗中摸索。
We are all groping in the dark.
却还以为自己走在正确的路上。
However, he still thought he was on the right track.
北京地铁的241亿亏损不是个案。
The 24.1 billion yuan loss of Beijing's subway is not an isolated case.
它是整个公共事业领域评估失灵的缩影。
This is a microcosm of the failure of public sector evaluation.
而评估失灵的尽头是 4.7 万亿的地铁债务，是越来越重的。
And the end of the failure is that the debt of 4.7 trillion yuan for the subway is getting heavier and heavier.
财政负担是越来越臃肿的官僚体系。
The bloated bureaucracy is becoming increasingly burdensome.
什么时候我们敢说亏损？
When can we say that we are losing?
就是低效，赚钱才是本事。
The ability to make money slowly is a skill.
什么时候我们才算真正理解了什么叫效率？
When do we truly understand what efficiency means?
其他的都是废话，点赞。
The rest are just empty praise.
关注一杆进洞，米哈罗，带你了解经济学底层逻辑，升级你的财富和认知。
Follow Yigan into the hole and let Michael guide you to understand the underlying logic of economics. Upgrade your wealth and cognition.